Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. I know 99 and a half wouldn't do. He waited till 100, triple digits. He said, I'm going to visit you now. But Isaac is going to be a product of defying the natural order. Ishmael was the natural order, a concubine. And see, you're limited. But the promise of God will always defy natural order. That's why in this sphere, look at someone and say, the just shall live by faith. So I want to do a little demonstration. I asked Brother Willie, I said, you know, to pick out two people you trust. Because if you don't trust them, you know, you might get hurt in this demonstration. Okay, so he picked out two brothers that he trusts. They're trustworthy men. So I told him to stand behind him, back up a little bit more. A little bit more. Another step. Big step back. Right there. Okay, now. You still trust? Take a look where they at. You see them on the screen? Turn around and look at them. Okay, now. You still trust them? Back up another couple steps. you ain't, take a look where they at now. Okay, back up two more steps. You still trust him?
Trust.
Okay, well, I like that. Because see, in this sphere, even when it looked like God ain't going to make it, you know, when it looked like, uh-oh, ain't nothing, ain't, he said he still trusts him. Amen. See, that fire that we've been through, it frees you up. One thing it targets is unbelief. It'll burn up. And you know, we have the testimony, Lord, I believe, even help my unbelief. Even where I can't stretch my imagination, help me there. Because I'm set. I'm trusting you. So right there, I say, all right, Brother Willie, you pick people you trust now. Show them that you trust them. Just fall backwards. Okay? Now you trust them. Now, I want y'all to let him. I want y'all. All right, you still gonna trust him? All right, you trust him? Go ahead and show them that you trust him. Okay? Now, you know what to do. All right? You still trust him? All right, show them that you trust them. You better be glad they trustworthy. See, I don't let them get about this far from the ground. All right, thank you, gentlemen. Can we give them a hand clap? I like that because he showed exactly how we are in this sphere. We've come to a place where we trust God. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know how far I may lean backwards. I don't know how far he is back there. But I'm trusting him. I'm trusting his word. I'm trusting what he told me. I believe. See, you've been freed up from stuff. You are no longer earthbound. It's not about how much money you have or how much money you lack. That ain't the issue. As a matter of fact, the currency of the kingdom is not money. It's faith. It's that faith. It's that leaning back saying, Lord, I'm in your arms. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. Amen. So we're going to talk about defying the natural order. A defying of the natural order. All right. Coming through the different spheres, we've built precept upon precept. We freed ourselves up of sin, of unforgiveness, of resentment, all that stuff. We allowed God to burn all that up so that we're free. Now, in the exosphere, it's the highest layer of the atmosphere around the earth. The density of this sphere is so low in this layer that the molecular collisions rarely occur. Let me pause there. In other words, there's no strife. There's no static. There's no contention. In other words, everything internal, when you come into that sphere, you found that place of faith rest. You're not one day up and then the next day down. Not one day believing God and the next day you don't know if he's coming through or not. You're not walking with God today and then governed by your circumstances the next day. In this sphere, the molecular collisions rarely occur. And the concept of temperature loses its meaning. You know, when you come into this exosphere, and we're paralleling that to a dimension of the spirit, when you come into a sphere like this, whether you're going through, let me say, hell. Hell is a spirit, hell is a place, hell is an experience. Or whether you're being blessed till your socks come off. Either of them don't move you. Day and night are the same to you. Evil and good, neither one will move you. Because in this sphere, temperature loses its meaning. Whether people like you or not. When everybody applauds you and loves you, praise God. But you're not moved, you're not shaken. Because you've been through this, you've got the experience, you're on lock. In other words, you're focused, you're cocked and you're locked and you're ready to shoot. When it look like it and when it don't look like it. Seasons don't matter anymore. I'm going to show you something because it's a due season. There's five seasons. Summer, winter, spring and fall, and dew. Tell somebody it's due season. In the exosphere, what happens, light atoms, which make up the molecules, acquire sufficient velocity to escape the Earth's gravitational pull. In other words, in this sphere, the laws change. In all the other spheres, there was the gravitational pull of the Earth, gravity. So it was always a struggle, you know, always having to have more force. In this sphere, the gravitational pull of the Earth is gone. In other words, there's another law. You know, outer space is not governed by the pull of gravity. Astronauts working on satellites and other projects and things, they have to have a tether connected to their craft holding them, like those brothers caught Brother Willie. Otherwise, they'll float off into space because ain't nothing pulling them nowhere. They go out into deep space somewhere. Who knows? So there has to be that connectedness there to God in that exosphere, because the natural ceases to have a pull on you. In other words, you ain't worried about money when it act funny. Because money's not your source anyway. It's a resource. And God can get all the money he needs to get to you when he wants to get it to you. and when he needs to get it to you, and is not governed by the natural law. You work 40 hours and get 40 hours pay. That's okay. But we've entered into something else. I'm going to show you. We've entered into something else. Everything changes here. The game changes. You know, we're driving on the right side of the road. Amen. Now, at high altitudes, atoms and molecules are electrically charged, creating what we call photoionization at a distance of about 50 miles high into this sphere. 50 miles into this sphere, there's what you call photoionization. Photo. That means pictures. That means images. Do you know the bridge from the seen realm into the unseen realm is imagination? That's why the dominant image that you carry is either going to hinder you or propel you into destiny. How do you see you? In light of what God said. That's why he told Joshua, keep the word before your eyes. Keep it in your mouth. Imagination, that's the bridge. That's the fellow that will order your subconscious. Here, photoionizations, images. How do you see you? Where do you see you? How do you see your future? In spite of what's going on in the environment. Here, the economy doesn't dictate how you invest or whether you prosper or not. Hello? I said the economy doesn't. These men, they're just guessing anyway. They don't know. God will have you do things in the midst of stuff. You've heard my testimony. I remember long ago, and I'll be real brief with this, but we received some money from a job. We invested when we first started. My wife and I were working in the same place. We invested a few thousand or something dollars. I forget exactly what it was in because the job with the company was just up and coming. And within a few years, the monies multiplied. I mean, really multiplied. And they were saying on the job, even though it's gone to that, don't withdraw the money now, because it'll probably continue to increase. But I had another mindset. Holy Ghost told me, get it out. And I went down, steward to an investment corporate and so on and so forth, and sold the stock right away. Within a week, the stock went, and it never recovered. But I had mine. Mine was in the bank account. We used that. It was quite a bit of money, too. So you see, there are other laws that begin to govern us that are not natural law. And we want to take a look into these laws. Now, there's coming a generation. I believe it's the millennials. And they're Joshua's and Caleb's from the baby boomers. But there are millennials that will walk in an anointing. Now listen to me closely. That has never been known by mankind before.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. Or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.